Happy Wednesday. There was a little bit happening in this show, the Wednesday Riddle. I sang a song. Conning Up Community Fair as well was discussed, as well as some of the big pertinent issues around town. The abalone farm, which may be coming to Wylie Bay. The Esperance Jetty update. Also, the Esperance tip. I spoke to Victoria Brown about that. That's much later in the catch-up. It was a big one. It was a big show. anyway, you'll listen to it now, I suppose, in the next few minutes, unless I don't stop talking, which, I mean, I probably stopped talking at some stage so we can get on to the catch-up. I mean,
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels good,
hold your breath. Heart of Glass by Blondie on your Wednesday morning. It is 23 minutes to 7.
Wednesday Riddle.
Oh Boy by Jingo's by Crikey. The Wednesday Riddle is back. Have I given this a rating out of 10? Of course I have. It's about a 6.5 to a 7. So fairly hard, but there is... All right, I'll give you a clue off the bat. There is one certain word that you should listen out for, which will give it all away. If you do know the answer, feel free to give me a call, 13 27 10. A Triple M fun pack will be headed your way. The Wednesday riddle is this morning. A wife shoots her husband, holds him underwater for 5 minutes, and then hangs him. Soon after, they enjoy a cup of tea. Explain, how does this even work? Okay, let me say it again. A wife shoots her husband, then, would you believe this, she must be angry, she holds him underwater for 5 minutes, and then she hangs him. But soon after, they enjoy a cup of tea. Explain that situation, and if you can, 13 27 10, give me a call. If you know the Wednesday riddle, you might be getting a Triple M fun pack headed your way. Coming up after the trog. Now under the lino, including history lesson of the Esperance Bay Turf Club, over 100 years old. Here next to
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Sean for breakfast, Esperance at 7:47 Triple M. And last year, around mid-March, I was lucky enough to go to the Conning Up P&C Community Fair. If you've been on Facebook and if you go through the Triple M Facebook, you'll see a video that I did. There is so many activities to do at this fair. It is a wonderful day. And to talk to me about it, I have Zoe Delvedova. She is the Conning Up Fair P&C Vice President. What a title, Zoe. How are you?
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm really well. How's all the organisation going?
It's going full steam ahead. It's coming together really well. The day's filling up nice and quickly, and it's looking like it's going to be a really great day.
Well, let's talk about the filling up really nice and quickly. You've handed me a flyer here. I'm just going through the list. There's some really, really great activities. I don't know where to start. Where do we begin? What is your favourite? What is your favourite activity? So on the morning of, what do you look forward to the most?
Oh, the morning of is just hustle and bustle with everybody setting up and all the stalls coming together, the outdoor and indoor exhibits coming together and really putting up their best front, and that's really lovely to see.
Well, let's keep rolling through some of these activities as well. The helicopter rides, which is not just fun to be on, I'm sure. I've never actually been on a helicopter, but also fun to watch. What about the Butte Utes? What is all that about?
Yeah, so that's a new one this year. We've got 5 different categories, and Southern Suspension 4x4 Centre have come on board with that, and they've got some great prizes. So that's definitely worth a look if you've got Pride of Joy on wheels that you need to get on board with.
If you're one of your kids is actually your four-wheel utility vehicle, then you might want to compete in that. There's also the Cougar Gift Sprint. So this is to do with Newtown Conning Up Footy Club.
That's right.
They're doing a running race.
So that's a 100-metre sprint that they've brought back. Used to be an old favourite. I think there's $100 up for grabs if you win that.
Who can compete in that? What about a certain Triple M presenter who used to fancy himself as an athlete? More of an endurance athlete, but thinks he can power athlete through a 100-meter sprint. Do you reckon I'm a chance?
Definitely in with a chance, Sean.
I'm still carrying a bit of Christmas weight. It might be a bit difficult. And before I get to my favourite event of the day, the tractor pull as well, this has been brought back.
Yeah, been brought back. We're doing obviously bringing back the old back to the new again. So we've got AFCRI who's on board this year, and if you put together a team that's the fastest to pull the tractor 20 metres, you can win $500. So if you've got a sporting club or team or any kind of club or even just workmates that want to supply to the kitty with that $500, you should get on board.
So tractor pull, I know this might seem like a dumb question. I assume you just literally pull the tractor.
Literally. It's like tug of war, except on the other end of that team is a is an 8-ton tractor.
Then the most exciting event for me, and there's plenty of really great things, but this one was an absolute highlight last year. The dog high jump.
Yeah.
It draws a huge crowd, and just, I don't know whether it's my affection for dogs or my affection for things jumping onto the back of utes, but this is a great event.
Yeah, it's definitely a crowd favourite. We definitely love to see our dog high jump, and we love how much everybody enjoys it. It's certainly, I don't know if it's just got that extra special country feel about it too, which people enjoy about the fair, so that's great.
And look, if you want to see those dogs and much, much more, there's also bubble sports, there's local produce to have a look at, and there's a Scouts climbing wall, Nerf guns, face painting, fun for the whole family. Please get down there. It's March 16, 10 a.m. open till late. There is also bar facilities, I'm pretty sure, later in the afternoon. Admission otherwise is free. I'll be on the mic there talking pointlessly at people around, so it should be a really great day. I've been speaking to Zoe Delvedova about this event. Zoe, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Sean. Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Stevie Winwood and Valerie on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. The next story that I'm about to get into is one that's really, really sad and touches my heart. So I decided to put some touching music to it as well. Basically, a Nutella factory in France has shut down temporarily. It produces 600,000 jars of Nutella a day, so the world supply will be remarkably down. It will open again, they say, but it's unsure at this stage. It's very tragic. And I might go out and rush and get some Nutella now and stock up. But it's made me want to sing this song, because I love Nutella so much. Every time I try to fly, I fall without my Nutella. I feel so small. I guess I need Nutella, baby. And every time I see Nutella in my dreams, I see the packaging, it's haunting me. I guess I need Nutella. Go. 600,000 jars a day gone. Why? Why? It does actually say, though, that Australian supply wouldn't be affected, so maybe a waste of a song, maybe waste of my voice there. Hey, we've got some more music coming up for you, some actual artists, not myself singing. The Beatles, possibly the greatest pop band of all time, will follow my song. It's coming up next.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast. Esperance's 747 Triple M, and there's a few big hot ticket items that I want to discuss this morning. I've got Victoria Brown, the Shire President, in the studio with me. Victoria, how are you?
Very well. Morning, Sean.
And we've got heaps of great news stories and things to discuss, but we should touch on the fires out to the east of Esperance that's happening right now. There is a bushfire watch and act alert. If you are anywhere near Beaumont, Boyatup, and Howick, please either leave your homes or get ready to actively defend. What's the latest on that? I think you're out there. Your farm's out there.
Yeah, our farm's out there. It's not as close to the line as some of the other farms. Look, we are in such a good position, going on the back of what happened in 2015. The support is absolutely amazing from the water bombers right through to all the personnel that are being flown in and are in town at this weekend as well. So it is going to be a big day today, possibly tomorrow as well. Mm. The three fires, Mickle, Boyatop and 90 Mile, which of course is in the west of the Shire, they've all got crews and machines working on them again burn today to try and track or burn out the edges and contain and gain control of the fires. Temperatures and northerly winds are forecast. So, yes, I think everybody, whether you're on the fire ground or whether you're out there actively defending with your fire plan, please, guys, you know, stay safe, make sensible decisions. But rest assured, and this is from the Chief Bushfire Control Officer, Ash Stewart, good plans are in place. It just needs a concerted effort from everyone to make sure that they stay safe.
The response has been amazing in terms of the volunteers and everyone getting around everyone else. And I think there's support from the Army coming today.
Yeah, the Australian Defence Force. They've got the indoor sports stadium being set up for extra beds and things. And, of course, it's a big weekend in town, isn't it? We've got speedway, tennis, races.
Squash.
Everything else. Yeah.
And I guess that's why the response has been so quick as well, to get everyone in position to make sure that everyone is prepared in case the worst happens.
Yeah, these guys are amazing. They've been out there fighting for weeks on the east side of town. So, good luck, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's move on to our big ticket items. So yesterday there was a Shire meeting. There were some issues discussed. First of all, we won't go into too much detail, but you guys will continue a public environmental review of the Lot 12 Kerwin Road tip site?
Yes, that's correct. We had a lengthy discussion. Actually, it was a meeting. It was pretty long. It ran for 3.5 hours. So there was a lot of stuff on there.
A bit of tea and coffee as well in that time, I hope.
Yeah. But that, as you say, that was resolved to continue with the public environmental review process at Lot 12 Kerwin Road and to undertake the required works in order to get that scoping document, all the points that have been raised on that.
So how many more points to that scoping document?
There were 41 in all on the scoping document, but quite a large percentage of those had already been done as part of the process, and quite a lot of those would have to be done as part of a process on any waste facility. So that's still moving on.
Yeah, it's one of those cases where you just need to tick all the boxes just to make sure, because with waste and the environment, you've just got to be careful.
Absolutely, and that's why Council asked for a public environmental review process. We know it's lengthy, but we want to make sure we get it right wherever we put this site. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
So late last week, the Heritage Council came back fairly quickly for their standards, and they approved the design. So now we're moving on to a detailed design that passed yesterday, 6-1, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Pretty exciting. We did put the pressure on the Heritage Council. We said, look, please, guys, we really need to know this. Our community is desperate to get a move on. So that is very exciting, as you say. Onto the detailed design now. And hopefully we're going to hear in the early March, maybe, the result of the BBRF funding application for the $4 million that we need to add to our two.
What's it like going into a federal election in May? Does that sort of change things up? Are we a bit concerned, or it should be okay?
No, look, I have had those discussions, obviously, because that was my great concern, because that's what happened at the state election with a couple of our projects. You know, there was a question mark over them until the incoming state government said, yep, we'll definitely stamp those two as well. Mm. So I have been assured that should we be fortunate and get a grant, assured anyone that all those funding grants will all be tied up safely before we go into the federal election.
My fingers and toes are crossed.
Yeah,
because because if we do get the funding, I mean, then we could have construction by the end of the year almost.
Well, I don't know. Let's just get the funding, Sean.
Put a date on it, Victoria. Please.
I'm not going to. I think I said once, in a couple of years we'll be there, but things move slowly. Let's get the funding. Fingers crossed.
All right, I'll let you focus on the funding and I can guess dates at the end of the year. And this next project, this has sort of been whispers about this. We can't go into too much detail because it is just in a bit of a process where they're trying to get the right details and we can't give too much away. But an abalone farm opposite the Wiley Bay Tip facility in that area there, it might be coming. It could be bringing a lot of jobs as well.
Very, very exciting. Council accepted last night an offer made by Ocean Grown Abalone to lease and potentially acquire a portion of land, as you say, out at Wiley Bay for the purpose of an abalone farm and hatchery. Sean, it has the potential to bring a new economic development into town, opportunity. Potentially 50 to 150 new jobs through that.
And that's just at, I'm pretty sure that's at its operating stage
yes.
for the construction. I mean, that process would be huge. I don't know much about abalone farming, but I'm sure there's a process for getting up and about. So that's more jobs, a bit of economy as well.
Yeah, and in our discussion, the company have said that they'll be looking to get the local workforce involved in the start of the project.
So what are the chances this could be the abalone hub of Australia?
Well, look, the potential is huge. I mean, obviously, they've got to go out and do their due diligence and work out, do all their tests and things as we move forward. But yeah, look, lots and lots of things could come out of this. Mm. So I guess what will happen now is I think members from the company will be coming down to Esperance. I don't know when, but I think that will be their intention to engage with the community and answer questions that people may have and tell everybody what their plans are.
Yeah, beautiful. And then, of course, they'll move on to an investigation sort of stage and everything. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I do like abalone. So, and it's better, if it comes from a farm rather than just hunting off the rocks, because then you could injure yourself. You could scratch yourself with a knife and stuff that
well,
I use.
And the other thing, I guess, is that with the wonderful news from Lucky Bay Brewing, you'll be able to have a beer at Wiley Bay and maybe a feed of abalone as well.
Does abalone and beer pair well together? I'm not sure.
I'm thinking so.
I've been speaking to Victoria Brown. She's the Shire President. Some exciting news. Again, with that watch and act around the east of Esperance, please be careful. Get onto the DFest website for all emergency details, or just get onto Facebook. You can look at the Esperance Shire, the Triple M webpage. They should updates there. Victoria, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Mike and Tina Turner and Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. Wednesday riddle. Oh yes, as it is a Wednesday, we like to riddle it up. And today it was, I think, pretty well received. A wife shoots her husband, holds him underwater for 5 minutes, and then hangs him. Soon after, they enjoy a cup of tea. Explain how this is the case. Jason, he replied, he said, her husband is obviously Deadpool. Come on, that was easy, Sean. He said that on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page. Ha, ha, ha. I don't think that's obvious at all. In fact, it's not even the right answer, Jason. Sally got it right, though. And Gemma, and Kel, and Anne, and Renee, and Josie, and Natalie, and Peter, as well as our Wednesday Riddle favourite, Danny. They're all got it completely and utterly correct. Also, the great man, Grant, he called in. He's got the correct answer, I believe. Right, Grant?
Oh, I reckon I have, mate.
Yeah, go on, shoot.
I reckon she's taken a photo of her, of her husband, and then developed the film, then hung the picture on the wall.
Oh, you've done very, very well, Grant. As I said at the start there, shoot, that's the key word. She doesn't actually shoot him. It's just for the photograph. I mean, if you're going to get shot by anything, a camera's the best thing to be shot by, right?
That's dead right, mate.
You want this Triple M fun pack?
Why not?
Do you want me to add some extra fun?
Oh, if you can do that, mate. Fun's always good.
Yeah, all right. So what I'll do is stick on the line, mate. I'll get your details. No dramas there. Well done to you. The Wednesday Riddle will be back next week. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
We'll get back into a song here. This is a beautiful bird. It's Manfred Mann and Pretty Flamingo. Next up, the Bill Buster competition from one comp to another. You'll hear it next. Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M. And big things happening tomorrow. Things I can't quite announce just now. You'll hear it, though, from 5:30 a.m. Bye.
Listen to Sean for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.